Yesterday, Sayaraji explained on contracted mind, that is withdrawing from the practice, the mind scattering, distracted, without having control of it. And when these contracted mind arises, when these scattering distraction arises, one should note them right away, and it is citta nupassana. So when the mind becomes lazy, sluggish, withdrawing from the practice, then it means that the noting mind is not concurrent with the object, such as primary object and the other objects that are arising at the present moment. When aiming is weak, or when there is no aiming at all, then the mind will be contracted, sluggish. There will be lack of ardent effort. The mind will be cool, not wanting to exert effort into the practice. It is tina, becoming exhausted, taking easy in the practice. It is mitta, and one takes comfort of taking easy in the practice. It is mitta sukha. By noting them at the moment of their arising, it is citta nupassana. And Sayaraji explained in the tradition of the late Venerable Mahasi Sayaraji. So the audience here, they have understood about these mind. During the practice, when sati and samadhi, mindfulness and concentration, are not strong, there will not be piti joy. If there is not piti joy, pasati tranquility will not arise. There will not be comfort. There will not be sukha or happiness. And thus, the mind will not be calm, and the thoughts arise. For people who give priority, who have the habit of priority, who have the habit of giving priority to thoughts, their noting mind is not close to the object, but the noting mind is distant or far from the object of meditation. And at times, the mind will scatter, just like if you throw something far away. In the same way, the mind scatter away from the object. Scattering of the mind from the object is vikhita. Uddaja means the noting mind not sticking onto the object, the noting mind distant from the object. It is called uddaja. And vikhita means it does not only not stick onto the object, but if the mind is scattered far from the object, it is called vikhita. And such mind is called vikhita citta, scattering mind. When this vikhita citta arises, one should note it right away, and it is citta nupassana. Sayaraji explained according to the teaching of the Buddha. So today, Sayaraji will continue to explain that just as there are lazy mind, scattering mind, there is also calm and tranquil mind, which is just the opposite of lazy, scattering mind. And there are minds which are not free from kilesa defilements, and also there are minds which are momentarily free from kilesa defilements. And Saraji will continue to explain from both theory and practice. When one has decided to undertake the practice in order to uplift one's life, so that one's life will be uplifted, one's morality will be uplifted and upgraded, Buddha used the word attandito. In the word attandito, there is the word dandi. Dandi is a representative word for tinamita, sloth and torpor, and kosaja, laziness. So dandi is a synonym for sloth and torpor, laziness. When one is lazy, when one flinch away from the practice, when the mind is sluggish and lax, wanting to take easy, then the person wants to stay in comfort, not wanting to work for one's own benefit, and thus one's mind is contracted, flinching away from the practice. For yogis, this laziness is the nearest internal enemy that is ruining the yogi. And they lack alertness, readiness, or freshness in order to note the object. Instead of practicing without regard to one's body and life, these people lack alertness, readiness to note the object. They are doing things in a very cold manner. They are very slack. So such laziness is very frightening. And Buddha had given way to fight this first enemy. Buddha gave the way in order to fight and dispel such a first enemy by noting the presently arising object with aim and effort. One needs to aim the noting mind towards the object. Aiming, directing the noting mind towards the object is called vitaka. And vitaka, initial application, and this vitaka makes the mind open, blossom, and alert. When the mind is contracted, the mind will not be fresh or alert. When vitaka is applied, when one notes the object, aiming, directing the noting mind, having vitaka present, the mind will not be contracted, it will not be slack, but the mind will become fresh and alert and blossom. Buddha said, Linan citta kosaja nupatita. It means that when the lazy mind arises, when the mind is slack, wanting to take easy in the practice, then kosaja, laziness, will follow. There will be tinamita, sloth and torpor. In other words, there will be laziness. So such person will be called a lazy person, and in Pali it is called kusita. Kushita is indolent or lazy person. His or her behavior will be disgusting because the person will be flinching away from work, wanting to take easy, not asserting effort in the work, flinching away from the work. One does not put effort into work that will bring his or her own benefit. So not practicing, not working for one's own benefit, the others will consider him as a useless person, lazy person. Because the person does not even practice or work for one's own benefit, the surrounding, the other people from the surrounding, will swear as a kushita person, as an indolent, lazy person. And the lazy person behavior is called kosaja, not wanting to exert effort, taking easy, relaxing in the comfort of middha sukha, the mind flinching back, so he is cursed and sweared by others as a lazy person. And Buddha said, Linan citta kosaja nupatita. It means that a contracted, sluggish mind brings laziness, or laziness follows the sluggish, contracted mind. So the indolent person who is swear by the surrounding as a lazy person. So such lazy person who does not exert effort lives in suffering. And Buddha said, Kusito bhikkhave dukkha viharati. It means that indolent, lazy person lives in suffering. So the cause for the suffering is vokeno pabakehi akuslehi dhammehi, because the indolent person is mixed, entangled with inferior states, which is difficult to be disentangled. Because the person is mixed with these inferior unwholesomeness, the person lives in suffering. Being mixed with unwholesomeness, the person has kama vitaka, sensual thoughts, wanting to see good things, wanting to hear good sounds, not being content with what he, she gets. And one also frees his or her mind freely on the sensual objects. And there can also be vyabhada vitaka, thoughts about wanting to kill others. So one is mixed with all these wrongful thoughts of jealousy, envy, and also vihinsa vitaka, thoughts wanting to torture, torment others. So in this way, the person is mixed with inferior thoughts. The person is mixed with inferior unwholesomeness, and thus the person lives in suffering. And people, they are only going after happiness and well-being for this life only, and they are working only for good living standard in the family, and they let their mind go free on sensual objects. So they end up having social problems which are difficult to be solved, and the person is also said to have mahandanta sadatta parihapeti. It means the person is losing one's own benefit, the person is losing one's own great benefit. So the true benefit and welfare of a person is the practice in order to keep one's body, speech and mind pure, not polluted. So it is one's own benefit or welfare by practicing in order to remove the impurities in body, speech and mind. In order to remove impurities, one needs to exert effort into the practice. Initial starting up effort, boost up effort, and effort stage by stage until one reaches the goal. So one should be practicing with three stages of effort in order to develop sila, samadhi, panya, in order to develop morality, concentration, and wisdom. So sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom are one's own true benefit that are high. Kusita person, a lazy, indolent person, will be losing the true welfare and benefit, which is sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. And some of the people, they bring their old habits of laziness even into the retreat, so they want to take it easy, not wanting to exert effort. They want to relax in the comfort of Middha Sukha, not wanting to put effort, becoming exhausted, and they complain that this practice is very exhausting and very tough, and they complain and also leave the center. The person will be losing the great benefit of one's own by being indolent. Not having sila sikha, not having morality training, the person will not be true human. Without the basic precepts, without the basic morality, the person will not be genuine human. Only if one has the basic precepts, only if one practices basic morality, he, she will be genuine human. So, by lack of sila morality, the person will be losing one's reputation of virtue of a true human. Not practicing Satipatthana meditation, not forming or shaping one's mind with Satipatthana practice, even though the person may practice morality, if he, she does not form the mind with Satipatthana practice, then the mind can be agitating, wanting to kill others, wanting to hurt others, wanting to take other people's belonging by force, wanting to commit adultery, sexual misconduct, wanting to lie, and so on. So his or her mind will not be humane. In order to have a humane mind, in order to have a mind of a human, one needs to practice samadhi, concentration, in order to keep the mind calm. So one will be losing one's true benefit of becoming a human, to have a humane mind, by failing to note sila and samadhi, morality and concentration. And without practicing satipatthana meditation, the person will not have human knowledge. Not having the knowledge of cause and effect, not having the knowledge what is beneficial or not, what is suitable or not, one will not have a human knowledge. So one is deficient of the factors of a human. If one does not practice satipatthana meditation, one will not understand what is beneficial, what is not beneficial for oneself and others, and one will not understand what is suitable, what is not suitable for oneself and others. So, having the knowledge what is beneficial and what is suitable, there will not be mistakes. Even if there are mistakes, the mistake will be small and few. So, having human knowledge, there will be good virtues, but if the person is indolent, not practicing, then the person will be losing human knowledge, and the person is said to be a person who is lacking knowledge. In this way, the person loses the true welfare and benefit by failing to practice sila, samadhi, panya. When one is lazy to practice the sila, samadhi, panya, practicing the three trainings, sila, samadhi, panya, by body, speech, and mind, one's virtue, one will gain virtues. So if one is lazy to practice the three trainings, the person will lack virtues. The person will be losing blamelessness, purity. The person will be losing the good virtues of blamelessness and purity. Only if one is pure and clean, there will be true culture, and thus the person will be losing culture by being indolent. And also, the person will also be losing gentleness. The person will also be losing peace and tranquility. By practicing the three trainings, body, speech, and mind will become lovable, but an indolent person will lose the virtue of purity if he, she is lazy. So in this way, the person is losing his or her genuine benefit and welfare. Losing such genuine benefit, one should understand that losing such genuine benefit is something that is shameful and frightening. So knowing that such inferior things are shameful and frightening, one needs to practice the genuine benefit so that one will not be inferior. If one is free from inferior things, then the person will be uplifted. So one should understand that one needs to be free from the gravity of kilesa defilements in order to uplift oneself. One should have a very firm determination in order to uplift oneself, and one should have moral shame and moral fear from doing misconduct. Having a strong determination, when the person arrives in the meditation center, yogi must start exerting effort into the practice. So three stages of effort should be exerted. The initial effort, when the yogi encounters laziness, yogi should boost up his or her effort in order to overcome laziness, and yogi should boost up the effort stage by stage until finally one reaches his or her goal. In this way, yogi should be asserting three stages of effort. The person who asserts three stages of effort is called Arada Viriya, a diligent striving person. Arada Viriya is also called Pagahita Viriya. Pagahita Viriya means persistent effort. One boosts up the effort so that the effort will increase more and more. It will not stagnate in the mid. It will not deteriorate. It will not stagnate in the middle, but the effort will be going up and up. It is just like in the example. If you pull up something, one should not pull it so that the thing will drop, or the thing will not be stagnating in the middle, but the thing should be brought up and up, higher and higher. In the same way, one should have Pagahita Viriya, persistent effort, so that the effort will not deteriorate, it will not stagnate in the middle, but the Viriya effort should be uplifted more and more so that the Viriya will gain more and more momentum. And when the yogi exerts efforts in this way, and finally his or her effort will become Paripurna Viriya, or accomplished, the person will have accomplished effort. So the person should be Arada Viriya, the person who asserts diligent effort. A person who asserts diligent effort will not be mixed with the unwholesome states. The person will not be mixed, but he, she will be free from unwholesome states, and thus the person will live in happiness and well-being. And the person will be free from inferiorities because he, she is not mixed with the wrongful thoughts. He, she will be pure and clean by body, speech, and mind, and by practicing for the true welfare and benefit, his or her benefit will be fulfilled, and the person will be accomplishing one's own genuine benefit. In order to be free from laziness, one needs to assert three stages of effort. The first one is Arambha Dhatu, initial effort. The second one is Nikama Dhatu, stepped up effort in order to overcome laziness. And the third one is Prakama Dhatu, effort stage by stage until one reaches one's goal. By exerting three stages of effort, one can free oneself from the gravity of defilements. In order to free oneself from the gravity of defilements, one should be noting rising and falling of the abdomen as primary object during sitting meditation, as well as other objects that arise, without failing, without missing to note them. So one should exert effort in order to note the presently arising object without failing, so the mind should be nicely warm. It should not be cold or sluggish or slack. One should have atapa viriya, ardent effort. And when doing walking meditation, one's focus of attention should be on steps. One should have mindfulness on every step one takes, lifting, moving, placing. The awareness should follow from the very beginning of the lifting all the way through till the end. The awareness should follow from the very beginning of moving all the way through till the end. The awareness should follow from the very beginning of placing all the way through till the end. So, in order to note every arising object, in order to note in such a way that the noting mind will stick onto the object, one needs to put full effort in the practice. And what at the beginning of the practice, one should be exerting initial effort. And when laziness arises, one should step up his or her effort in order to overcome laziness. When the mind is lazy, not wanting to exert effort, then it will be contracted and cold. A contracted mind, not wanting to put effort, is compared to butter. If the butter is refrigerated, it is very cold and congeal. In the same way, the mind that is lazy will be contracted and congeal. In order to keep it warm, one should put ardent effort in the practice so that the mind will not be cold or lazy. So one should exert ardent effort. By exerting ardent effort, sati, mindfulness, will follow. When there is sati, mindfulness, there will be samadhi, concentration. The mind will fall calm and collected on the object. The mind will not run elsewhere, and thus kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, will be developed. So the three factors, viriya, sati, samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration, which is the samadhi khanda, the concentration group, will be fulfilled. Having viriya, effort, this effort does not accept kilesa defilements from arising. Sati, mindfulness, protects the mind so that defilements cannot enter the mind. And samadhi, concentration, keeps the mind collected, unified, so that the mind will not scatter elsewhere. By exerting effort, one can overcome laziness that is disgusting. And one will also be freed from the swearing or cursing of others such that this person is being lazy, not even wanting to work for one's own benefit. So in this way, the person will not be blamed by others, and there are also other benefits such as pavivikto papakehi akuslehi damehi. By asserting effort, the person will be free from wrongful thoughts and also unwholesomeness. In this way, the person will be fulfilling the three trainings, sila, samadhi, panya, and his or her body, speech, and mind will be pure, clean, blameless. So such benefits are fulfilled. When the person practices with effort, the mind will stick onto the object, there will be sustained mindfulness, the mind will be calm and collected. So at that moment, will the mind be agitated with raga or dosa or other defilements? The mind will not be agitated with such defilements. So the mind will be firmly calm, collected on the object. The mind will be firm. And because the mind is away from the defilements, when the mind is pure from the defilements, the mind will be pure and serene. In this way, the mind will be firm, calm, collected, pure, and serene. And such states will be obvious later in the practice. And such mind is called samahita citta, calm, collected, unified, concentrated mind is called samahita citta. And when this consciousness arises, a yogi will be mindful of this samahita citta, note it as it is, and it is citta nupassana according to the teaching of the Buddha. When one develops samadhi, concentration, one will have satisfaction on the practice, as well as satisfaction on the benefits. And thus there will be joy, piti, happiness, sukha. So this joy and happiness arises because of pavivikto papakehi dhammehi, by being secluded from the unwholesomeness, one gains joy and happiness. And such joy and happiness is called paviveka sukha, the happiness that is born from seclusion. One should be secluded from companion, human companion, and one should also have seclusion from kilesa companion. So the persons who enjoy having companionship of a friend, of a person, it will be a disturbance to one's practice. That's why yogis should learn to be happy by being alone, having seclusion from companion. And also, the person can also enjoy the happiness of the companion of kilesa defilements by thinking on sensual objects and so on. So that's why yogis should also be secluded from the companionship of kilesa defilements. By noting the presently arising object with effort, there will be sustained mindfulness, the mind will fall calm and collected on the object, and thus the person is free from the companionship of kilesa defilements. So by being free from companionship of person or defilement, having seclusion from person, companion, defilement, companion, one gains sukha, happiness, and it will be called paviveka sukha, happiness born of seclusion. And when you note this seclusion, when you note this happiness, it will also be vedana nupasana. And Saraji will continue to explain next day.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.